What are the peskiest problems in probate? And I realize I left out the number one problem out of the article, and that's Darlene Payne Smith. Is she here today? Anyway, I figured, yeah, she'd enjoy that. I practiced a while, and you know, it's funny, when I tried to nail it down to 10 pesky problems, I realized there's a lot more than 10. And there's somewhat of a number of kind of unanswered questions or kind of vague areas, even despite all the legislative changes and despite, you know, the number of years of practicing, you still run into these issues, seems to be over and over. So what happened, though, as I got to doing the article, it became almost like writing 10 mini articles. And so the paper is longer than I can cover in 30 minutes. So what I decided to do, I thought, how can I do 3 minutes for each problem? I really can't. So I want to kind of hit what I think are the highlights. And then you'll have to kind of rely on your article for some of the other ones. But I want to start with this idea of obtaining possession of estate assets. So we know that when an executor or administrator is appointed, the law says you're entitled to possess the assets. Now, the vesting statute says that the title is essentially vested in the heirs, if there's no will, or in the beneficiaries, if there is a will, but, subject to the administration of the estate. So what does that mean? That means the executor gets to possess the property during the period of administration. Well, what usually happens? Well, they run to mama's house, usually after the funeral or sometimes before, right?